Sam Cockham Serve, this is Maya speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, yes. I'm getting a fraud alert from charges that you guys are running on my credit card.
Can I have your zip code?
85215.
And your first and last name?
Lane, L-A-N-E, Cool, K-O-O-L.
And for security purposes, can you state that shipping address?
My address?
Your shipping address for security purposes.
Yes, it was Mesa, Arizona.
Yes, ma'am. I do have your account pulled up, and it does say that you ordered that smartwatch and them mini pods.
Yeah, but your charge, I'm getting a charge for $14.95 also coming through that Chase has declined. I'd like to go ahead and cancel all the orders, please. I'd like to cancel that order.
We can't cancel that order until you return our product, ma'am.
I just ordered it. It hasn't even shipped yet.
You want to void it out?
Yes, please.
Yes, ma'am, I can void it out for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Even if with a 35% discount on that future charge, you still want to void it out?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. And I can offer you one more 50% refund on future charges. You still want to void?
I want to, yeah, any future charges, this charge, yes, I want to void everything. Do you need the order number or do you have it?
No, ma'am, give me 5 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, it has been voided. That $10 will be back, $11.90 will be back on your card 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Okay. And can you tell me what the $14.95 was that they tried to charge on my account?
That was for a warranty on that watch.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't ask for that either. So,
thanks for calling Customer Service, ma'am. You have a nice day.
Thank you. Bye.